Hello, this is Cherry, and you're listening to Christ-Centered Change. Today, we're going to talk about nutritional labels. On the back of the label is a serving size. I have made it my mission to eat only the serving size because that was the intent of the maker of the food based on a 2,000 calorie diet. This is very important because I think that we almost secondhand double whatever the serving size is. So being cautious when you're shopping and when you're cooking to say this is enough, like determining when enough is enough, I think it's a big milestone in this journey. There's a website called verywellfit.com, and this website, if you're cooking at home from scratch or, you know, making any dish, you can add the ingredients, and this website actually creates a nutritional label. I was so impressed with it. It was just outstanding, and it would create those nutritional facts for you in whatever you're making, if you're making food at home. So also, I noticed that the serving size is there, but God gave me the wisdom to understand as well that we can divide that. So let's say hypothetically, if you want a brownie and it's labeled as 200 calories and that's one serving, well, divide it and have a half of a brownie, and then you have 100 calories. So God gave me that wisdom, is that the serving size, you don't have to eat the serving size. It's there for nutritional label purposes. So really submitting to, quote unquote, the labels on the back of the food and not going in excess or going over that has been very beneficial for me. And I've seen results. And just training your mind, one thing that has helped me is God gave me this quote to use in my mind. And I say to myself, I can have it, but just not right now. So hypothetically, if I've met my calories for today, and let's say I'm having a craving and it's like chewing at me, then I tell myself, well, you can have it, but not today. And I will plan that into my eating pattern for tomorrow. So I don't make myself wait too long, because then, you know, you can always regress. But you can have it, but not right now. You can have a portion, but not portions. So focusing on the nutritional labels and serving sizes are so helpful. In addition, God showed me to gave me a conviction concerning serving labels and serving sizes. So hypothetically, if a bag of chips costs $2 and I go over my serving portions and I eat the whole bag in one day, and it's my tradition to buy chips, let's say, 4 times a week. So that's $8 if I'm eating the whole bag every day. But if I am properly utilizing my portion controls, then it becomes $2 that I could use for that whole week. So in essence, I save $6, and I'm a better steward of money. I have another place to place that money. So this also gets into stewardship. And when we start adding up these serving sizes, it directly translates to money and how we can better steward God's money and utilize that money for good in your life, your family members' lives, for the church, wherever you need that money to be directed to. So it is a correlation to stewardship and diet. Those were my insights from nutritional labels and serving size. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, you know, find the joy.